We continue our conversation about Moscow, 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 Moscow with Thomas Sadowski, who is starring in the show, as well as our former guest, Micah Stock and Kristen Milioti. And it's a wonderful pleasure to welcome him to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. Very nice to have you.
Thank you very much for having me.
We had a nice chat with some of your co-stars, and I'm interested in how you think things are going and what you're enjoying about this process.
I'm impressed with how things are going. I'm excited with where we are. You know, it's early in the process for us still, and so we're still figuring a lot of things out. But what's thrilling about the play and the idea of the play is how subversive it is in terms of people's usual understanding or expectations of The Three Sisters, which I believe is a play that's been done 10 times at the Williamstown Theater Festival. It's the most produced play at the Williamstown Theater Festival. And so for us to be coming in and taking a different view on it and offering something a little bit different on it, it feels very exciting, not only from an artistic standpoint and challenging, you know, the artists involved, but it's going to challenge the audience, I think, in a playful way, in a fun way. And I think that actually Hallie's play is pretty brilliant in the sense that it opens up this kind of stodgy old play that we're used to seeing so often and reveals a lot of the humor underneath it, as well as maintaining the real pathos that Chekhov intended. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see what we can get out of our audiences and what we can get out of ourselves.
I've heard you say that it shines a light on the ridiculousness of their problems while maintaining the heart of Chekhov's play.
That is correct, yeah.
In looking at taking on something like this, when you redo a classic and a reinterpretation of it, one of your colleagues, Kristen Milioti, said she had no interest in reading Three Sisters prior to this. Where do you fall in it? Do you like looking into that and seeing the source material or not?
I have a pretty good understanding of the source material from theater school and from having seen productions of it before. I mean, I hold Chekhov in great respect, but I hold Chekhov in great respect as a comedian. And that's something that a conclusion that I came to now almost two decades into my career only recently. You know, I think that what ends up happening to a lot of actors, and therefore what ends up happening to a lot of American audiences, is that we're fed this idea that Chekhov is this hyper-naturalistic, sort of very intensely serious, you know, writer who deals with the great tragedies of man. And I think that if you have an understanding of the Russian sense of humor, it changes. Like you suddenly realize that all of this dirge that you normally find that goes along with a production of Chekhov is sort of unwarranted, and there's actually a very puckish sense of humor in there, a really great comment on the ridiculousness of the problems of these people. You just have to find it, and the audience and has to be allowed to see that, has to be allowed to hear that, you know, by the director and the performers, who need to really unearth those moments and put them out there. And I think that in this production, we've just completely done away with all of the sort of dour awfulness of the normal interpretation of Chekhov, and we've gone full bore into the idea of, you know, Chekhov as a puckish comedian, pointing out the ridiculous foibles of his overindulged characters. Yeah.
In this process where you are right now of still before the show opens, of just working it all out and figuring it out, is that a fun and enjoy? I've heard many actors, and include some that you're working with, of saying that this is like the best part of the process.
I think that, you know, it's different for everybody. You know, some people really enjoy rehearsal. Some people really enjoy performance. It's been a couple of years since I've been on stage. So, and you know, theater is my home. My artistic home. So frankly, I'm just enjoying every moment of it. And it's always very fun to be in the rehearsal room, throwing things up against the wall to see what sticks, exploring things, going in there to fail big, you know, with very talented people who are super supportive of you and without the fear or weight of expectation that comes with being in front of an audience. However, if you are able to let go of that expectation, that weight of expectation, and see your audience members, your audience members as fellow participants in the play, as the additional character that the play needs in order to truly come to life, that weight disappears, and actually performance can be just as much fun as the entirety of rehearsal. And so, you know, that's ultimately where I'm kind of driving as an artist. I've gotten all the laughs that I can conceivably get out of the people in the room. You know, I'm frankly bored of hearing their laughs. I'm ready to hear what other people think, and I'm ready to include the final character in our play and see what we've got.
As you say, it's a return to stage. You've been doing a lot of television work. I assume when you're done this, you go back to work on Life in Pieces.
I do indeed. Yeah, I'll we start back shooting our third season at the end of August. So I'll be taking the family and heading back to L.A. and getting going on that again. Yeah, it was just a good time.
What do you enjoy about that particular role in that particular show?
I get to work with the most amazing people. You know, any day that you get to show up on set and, you know, Diane Wiest is playing your mom is a pretty good day. And, you know, I have a really wonderful scene partner that I get along with tremendously. And I have the great joy and honor of working with really a pretty phenomenal cast top to bottom. And they're lovely people, and we enjoy being on set with each other, and we have a really good time, and we laugh a lot. And it's one of those things where it's, you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. And I'm definitely in that spot with Life in Pieces.
I have to say that it is no secret to anyone who listens to the show fairly regularly that I am a huge fan of The Newsroom, and I was especially a fan of yours and your role in Don Kiefer. I teach in the communications department at a college that I graduated from, and I show that show because I feel that it should be mandatory for anyone who's interested in a job in communications. What was that experience like for you in working on that program?
Working with Aaron Sorkin is an experience that almost defies explanation. And the irony, of course, being that Aaron Sorkin can write a 10-minute monologue about a ham sandwich,
right,
and make you want nothing more in life than to eat that ham sandwich. I loved every moment of it. You know, it was hard. It was hard work. We were on set long, long hours, but there was never a moment where I didn't thoroughly enjoy what I was doing, who I was working with, and believe wholeheartedly in what we were doing and saying. And to be inspired on that kind of level and to be putting out something into the world that you truly believe can have an impact, I mean, that's the goal of every artist. I think that that's ultimately what we set out to do. You know, I think we have dual purposes in this business, and one of them is to entertain. It's to be taken seriously and to be held very lightly. It's an important piece. And the other part is to hold up the mirror to humanity, to help your audience learn to communicate and listen with each other, and to say something of value, really, truly of value, to put something of value into the world. And I feel like the Newsroom hit on both of those levels. And there's not a day that goes by that I don't wish we were still on set doing that show. You know, not the least of which that I would have gotten to watch Jeff Daniels continue to work. I thought that right, the work he was doing in that show was on just another level entirely. He was truly amazing.
You are going to be in Moscow. It is Halle Pfeiffer. It's a lot to say, but I know I have to say it all
lot.
Six times. And so you're having fun, then you go back to work, and all is good in the Sadowski household.
Man, everything is great in the Sadowski household right now. I have a beautiful wife, beautiful daughter. I'm working, and I'm happy, man. I'm working with people that I love, working on things that I love in a place that I love, and I'm so happy to be back up here and working with Mandy Greenfield and what she's done with this festival, I think, is really special. I'm excited at the direction that it's going in, and I'm really excited to be a part of it again.
The play is on the NECO stage, and you can find out more information by going to wtfestival.org, wtfestival.org. Thomas Sadowski, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much. Have a great time.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Again, you can find out more at wtfestival.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.